So the album is titled after a small town in northern New South Wales founded by Venetian immigrants. I mean, what was it about the town and its name that struck you to, you know, name the record after it?
I think it just, initially we kind of were calling the record New Italy for a long time before it was even a record. Like, it was just the kind of working title we were going with. But then the story of that place just started to ring true to us a little bit, or not ring true, but like, I guess it was an evocative tale of people getting kind of screwed by a charlatan and then accepted into this strange, you know, northern New South Wales landscape, coming all the way from Italy, and but then kind of creating their sense of home in this place, and, you know, erecting Venetian style buildings and like just sort of bringing home with them. And that, I don't know, there was something that was really evocative to us about that, and there's something that we sort of felt like maybe connected to what we were writing about, in that we were writing from a sense of being away, being apart from things.
And obviously that home rings very true for drummer Marcel, because that's where he's from, right?
Yeah, he's from near there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And he's only just, like, I mean, interestingly, I guess he recently kind of got stuck up there as a result of the COVID stuff. So he's been living back up in his hometown, which he hasn't lived in for 12 years or something.
Oh, geez.
So he's gone back to his hometown, and yeah, he's been living up there for a few months. So he's finding it all pretty strange and interesting as well.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I'm originally from a small country town as well, and I only had to spend about a week there, and that was enough. I had to come back to the city. So
yeah,
good on him.
He's doing all right. He's doing all right.
So you said that the working title was New Italy. Obviously, the full title is Sideways to New Italy. I mean, where did the Sideways come in?
That's a Franchini creation, I think. He was writing a song called Sideways to New Italy. I guess, yeah, that title was not the album title yet. And it was, I think the idea of it was that it was sort of set on a boat. And when you're looking over leaning on the rail on the side of a boat, he was looking down into the water, and that was where the song was sort of created and set. So when you're traveling on a boat, you're traveling sideways.
Yep.
But yeah, so that's sort of the literal place it came from. But it just, I guess, without that, if you didn't know that, it's got kind of just a cool ring to it, really.
It's absolutely. I had, in my mind, I had this kind of urgency, like almost you're kind of drifting in a car sideways to get home. So not quite where I was going from.
Drifting, yeah, right.
But it kind of makes a bit more sense now. I don't know, that's my cartoon brain kind of feeding in a bit too much.
Yeah.
Tom had mentioned in a previous interview for Stereo Gum that this was a full band record, which is in contrast to 2018's Hope Downs. I was wondering, do you reckon you could expand on what that actually entails and how it might have even changed the sound of the record a bit?
Yeah, I guess the way we approached it was we were trying to make it a full band record. And what I mean by that is that we didn't write the songs really at all before they came into the band room. We sort of just kept like the very earliest kernel of an idea, and until we brought it into the five of us were all in there together, and then we try and flesh it out with, you know, essentially with like improvisation and just jamming. And yeah, I think the reason we went down that path is because a lot of the songs that we loved of ours that we like playing live, and the funnest ones are like French Press and Air Conditioned Man, and, like Wither With You and all these kind of things, they're often just like born out of a long, you know, 20-minute kind of recording of a part that we just, and then we extract a lot of those parts, and it's just all sort of very organic and very collaborative. And they're the ones that we sort of wanted to try and make sure each song had some of that element in it.
Yeah, right. That's kind of a beautiful way of writing, really. I mean, just kind of going in it and feeling it out in a way.
Yeah. I mean, it was long and sort of like it was kind of ambitious in the end. To add to all of that, we were also trying to make a sort of more adventurous kind of, I guess, sort of experimental pop record, you know, like we didn't want to, I guess, you know, against Hope Downs, there was a lot of like, you know, 3 minute airtight pop songs that didn't like go anywhere. They were just it. And we wanted to sort of like let these songs explore themselves a little bit more before they were written, which in the end, like we brought the songs to our producer Burke just before we went into the studio, and he kind of knocked them back into the pop shape, I guess, which is, we were kind of like a bit reluctant at first to do that, to really knock these songs back into like a traditional pop structure, but he convinced us that they were boring and confusing, and so we made them less boring and confusing.
Well, your sound is it's quite reminiscent of a lot of 80s rock acts. I don't know whether that's the producer knocking that into you, but you know, a song like Beautiful Steven has a real kind of like go-betweens you know, melody, and Falling Thunder, sorry, and The Cool Change, it's got, you know, a rhythm kind of similar to Paul Kelly's Before Too Long. And I wanted to know, is that generation of music a strong influence on you guys?
I think it is, yeah. Like, it's certainly something that we reference and we listen to and we talk about. But like, I think there's some other reasons that people find those connections as well. And or yeah, it sounds to people to outsiders like, you know, 80s Australian music, but that's fine. Like, that's cool.
But does it not sound to you like 80s Australian music? Because you're talking a lot of like, you know, like outside looking in. What is it from like the inside looking in?
No, it doesn't sound like the 80s to me. Yeah, I've got to be perfectly honest.
No,
I don't
absolutely.
Really hear it. But that's probably because it's, yeah, it's too close and I'm just wrong. But
I wouldn't say you're wrong, Joe. I mean, it's your music after all, mate.
All right. Yeah, no, I guess it's too hard to know, but you know, we take a lot of influence from a lot of other music as well. So I feel like for this record, we were listening to The Clash, and especially their live records a lot, and the sort of energy that they brought, and Talking Heads as well. So that there's, I guess that they're both from the 80s, which, you know, confirms that argument somehow. But yeah, like they're, you know, that's New York and London as well. So it sort of comes from all over the place, I think. I think there's like something about people want us to sound Australian or something. And there's this thing, like, especially people from overseas, they're looking for a quintessential Australian sound.
Because you guys, you've played huge international festivals, right? Like Governor's Ball, Primavera, All Points East, Coachella even. You said that they're trying to like pin a quintessential Australian sound. I mean, why do you think, especially overseas, why do you think they're trying to do that?
Maybe because it's so far away and it seems foreign enough, you know, like maybe they see a film clip of ours or something, and it's, you know, set in an Australian scene or something, and it's like, oh, that just looks different and therefore it sounds different, and they're searching for why Australian music is more prominent these days, maybe overseas as well. They're trying to figure out why all these Australian bands are coming overseas and doing so well.
While we're on the topic of international audiences, I mean, a lot of the inspiration from the album was taken while you were abroad, while you were on the road playing long dates for the debut record. I mean, that in turn, it got you guys thinking about the meaning of home. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I guess it sort of goes back to the New Italy thing. But yeah, spending that much time away certainly just makes home a little bit different. When we would come home, it sort of all looks the same, but things have changed, you know. And I guess in that we were trying to figure out what we wanted to write about and what we wanted to, you know, what we could, I guess, truthfully and, you know, honestly go back across the world and sing about. So we wanted to write us an album for our home, so something that we could take with us and be kind of proud of. So we started writing songs that were like sort of love songs to our cities or to our, loved ones and families and friends.